Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
We welcome Jeff Quattromani to the program. How are you, Jeff?
I'm really well. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. Let's get stuck into it. AI. Well, that's become something that everyone seems to know. AI has started modelling for Levi's, and they're replacing humans in their outfits. Artificial intelligence. We've only just started to see it creeping in. I dare say in the next half a dozen years, it'll take over the place.
Oh, look, I think so. In a lot of ways it will, but I didn't expect it to happen to modelling. So what we're talking about here is, you know, the next time you go to a Levi's website or potentially even open a catalogue that features models wearing Levi's clothing, there's a pretty good chance that that model or that human being that's being represented isn't actually a real person. It's being generated through artificial intelligence. So no model or person actually stood there wearing the garments. It was just applied to a computer-generated person, which will look entirely human, but it's not a real person that you'll ever meet.
What would they do with, well, I suppose, it, if you like, it's no different than if you walk into a store and see a pair of jeans on a mannequin, is it?
That's a really good point. It takes mannequins and makes it a digital format with proper hair, facial features, and I guess recognizing properties. So it's very different. And when you look at the pictures, it really does look like someone you could easily see in the street, but that person doesn't exist.
And I can see it going to the catwalk as well in time to come. Artificial intelligence, you'll still, you know, get to go and see the fashion parade, but instead of there being models walking up and down the catwalk, one will probably see, you know, images walking up and down a catwalk which are generated through artificial intelligence, so there'll actually be no models there in the clothes.
It's a really good point. You start to think about all the cost savings that Levi's will have from this. This particular photo shoot didn't require a photographer, didn't require paying a model, makeup, anything like that. It was literally just done by probably a nerd working at Levi's, producing it on his computer.
What will Miranda Kerr do?
She'll have to get a job at Woolies, I don't know.
She's probably made her money out of it, so
she'll be okay.
It's the younger models that are probably going to be a little concerned about this. They won't be needed.
It's so true.
A new home robot will act as a guardian to support and monitor you throughout the day with a list of skills a mile long. Tell us more about this. It's going to happen. I mean, we've got robot vacuum cleaners and the like in the house now, but I can see the day when there's actually a robot in the house that will do things for you.
Yeah, and look, this one is almost like having a pet that follows you around the house. It's got a camera, it knows your home, and it will be by your side as you're going about your day. And it can pay attention to you and obviously be there to listen to any commands you would have for it, whether it's to play music or to start triggering other smart things. But what I do like in this particular one is that if you've got someone who is elderly and you want to keep an eye on them, I know that we start talking about smartwatches for them are great for fall detection, but this particular robot has a camera and it can monitor someone and allow you to either check up on them or it will also do fall detection itself. So it will see if that person nearby has fallen on the floor and can open up a video call for you. So it could be a really good companion for the elderly.
What else can it do at this stage?
Look, the other things that we've seen it do, obviously playing music has been an interesting one. Going to check in on your kids or just check if the front door has been locked remotely, which means you can control and drive this thing around your house remotely as well. There's a number of features where even though it's just a robot, it's just an eye into your home. So it's really just allowing you to see anything in your house whenever you need to.
What do you pay for something like this?
You're looking at around $700 US at this point. So it's going to be interesting to see if this does come to Australia. Obviously, I'd love to test it if it does, but we'll wait and see.
LG has some new buds, as in earbuds, in Australia, and they're set to compete with the Apple AirPods. You say they have some unique features to the brand. What are those unique features?
Yeah, look, I mean, they actually sound really good. I've been testing them this week. But one thing that I love is inside the case itself, it's got these UV lights that will clean that, what they say, 99% of the bacteria off your actual ear gel. So when you put your buds back in the case, it will actually kill the bacteria on them. I'm not sure how many people share their buds. But the biggest feature that I love is that you can plug the case that holds the buds, into a headphone socket. And that could be the back of an aeroplane seat where you've got the infotainment system. It could be a treadmill at the gym. And then when you take the buds out, which are wireless, you can listen to whatever the case is plugged into. So if you find yourself on a treadmill in the gym where it's got a television, you plug the case into the treadmill and that's it. Your headphones will start to hear what's coming out of that TV.
Are these available in the country yet?
Yes, they're available now. Look, they are a bit expensive at $399, but it does put them square up against the Apple AirPods Pro.
Well, I was about to say, you know, the Apple AirPods Pro, they're $399, so it's sort of the same typical price, isn't it?
Yeah, very similar. And honestly, they sound very good. It's just we don't think of LG when we're looking at earbuds normally.
With Australians getting back on planes and holidaying overseas, I was reading in the paper today they're expecting in Australia, I think it's 2.4 million people. This is in New South Wales, 2.4 million people to go to the airport, to go through the airport over this Easter long weekend. So, boy, people are getting on planes and going on a holiday in huge numbers. Now, Optus have introduced a new carefree roaming pack to avoid unexpected charges.
Yeah, this is really good timing. We need this. And I actually needed this a couple of weeks ago when I went to Italy for 48 hours. But this is a $5 roaming plan, actually exactly what Vodafone has offered in the past. But now $5 a day with Optus will actually give you 5 gigs of data, which is a lot to use in one day. But it also means you've got unlimited calls and texting as well. So you won't need to buy a SIM card when you get overseas. You keep the phone number you've got. You pay that $5 a day, and honestly, you stop worrying about data costs and things like that because it used to be expensive.
Well, you hope it works, because if it doesn't and you've got to try and get in touch with somebody and sort a problem out with Optus, they are absolutely pathetic, useless, honest to God.
They have had a tough trot. I mean,
they are ridiculous.
That cyber breach from last year, there's a number of things they probably want to put behind them, but yeah, it's a bit of an uphill battle.
Talk about an unprofessional organisation. They are just hopeless, absolutely hopeless. A new treadmill is taking the experience of... Did I tell you that Optus are hopeless?
You may have mentioned it.
They are pathetic, honestly. A new treadmill is taking the experience of movement into the virtual reality, and it looks insane. I suppose, we've been able to watch on big screen TVs running through forests and along beaches and all these sort of things. What's this add to the equation?
Yeah, so when you're in a virtual experience, your head is there. Your hands can be in the experience. You can look around a virtual world. But if you're actually on to walk, you can walk around the limitations of the room that you're physically standing in, or you can get what this product is. And this is a 360-degree treadmill. So in any direction that you're facing, you can walk and this treadmill moves from underneath you. And it basically means that if you're in, say, a game where it's one of those shoot 'em up games or you're exploring a virtual world, you will be running around as fast as you can to make your path around the game itself, or squatting or ducking, whatever it is. And all of those movements can now be moved into that virtual experience. So very immersive and actually physically taxing, which would be a good thing for a lot of people with their games.
What do you pay for something like this?
Just a small $2,500.
Oh, okay. So, well, you know, if you want a nice upmarket treadmill, you can pay $2,500. In fact, you can pay even more for a treadmill these days.
That's a very good point. You actually can pay a lot more. I think Peloton's coming around the $4,000 mark for their one. So that's a good point. But you do need to obviously have the virtual reality headset and things like that to make it all work together. But, yeah, what an accessory to have.
Okay. As always, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. That's our tech guy, the tech expert, Jeff Quattromani.